This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Britain will be withdrawing some of its troops from Iraq over the coming months. Prime Minister Tony Blair addressed Parliament today.
The actual reduction in forces will be from the present 7,100, itself down from over 9,000 2 years ago. The UK military presence will continue into 2008 for as long as we are wanted and have a job to do.
In a few months, Britain will be down to something over 5,000 troops inside Iraq. Now, Prime Minister Blair insisted that the reduction of the number of British forces in southern Iraq would not mean, in his words, a diminution of our combat capability. Let's turn now to Paul Reynolds. He's the BBC's World Affairs correspondent. And Mr. Reynolds, what motivated this move now?
This has been the presage for some time, in fact, that it was said last year that when, as they reckoned, the Iraqis were capable of running security in Basra, and the British troops are only in the south of the country, remember, there's no real insurgency there, there's no Sunni-Shia violence. There have been attacks on British forces from some of the Shia militias down there. But the idea was when the Iraqis were trained up and ready to take over, the Brits would begin to leave. And that is what has been announced today, the first phase of a withdrawal. But there's no total withdrawal, as you may just made clear in that clip. The British are going to stay until 2008. But this is, I think, a psychological moment, a tipping point, if you like, where people are now thinking, well, the end is in sight.
You mentioned the military rationale for drawing down the forces now. Is there a political reason as well?
Well, I think there is a political reason, though it's being presented as a military reason only. The political reason is rather similar to the kind of domestic pressures seen in the United States.
Paul Reynolds in London, I want to mention to our listeners that this announcement was made during question time, a period when the Prime Minister takes questions from members of the opposition in Parliament, and the questions that he heard included this one.
Does the Prime Minister understand that nothing that he said today will persuade those in all parties who voted against military action in Iraq that they were anything but right to do so? Nor will it persuade the British public that military action was anything other than a major foreign policy mistake?
Yeah.
I'm afraid I have never agreed with people that the situation in the Middle East was stable with Saddam, but there it is. That's a disagreement. There's no point in going back over.
That's Prime Minister Blair responding to questions today. Paul Reynolds, given the political situation in Britain, is Britain about done being the strongest U.S. ally in Iraq?
Well, not as long as Mr. Blair is around, but then he's not going to be around for very much longer. I think after that, you will begin to see Britain detaching itself slightly from the United States. Yes, I think that there will be a shift. A lot of what went on here in the House of Commons today was very expressive of the compatibility between the Bush view of the world and the Blair view of the world. There was a lot from Tony Blair today about al-Qaeda having chosen Iraq as its battlefield and how it's got to be fought and beaten there. There was a lot of that kind of talk, which you won't hear from a new British leader. I think you will see a slight distancing when the new leader comes into power.
Did lawmakers ask why Britain would be withdrawing troops at the same time the United States is adding more?
That didn't come up specifically, rather interestingly, and I noticed that that's already playing out in the United States. But there is this contrast now. Of course, it's being explained away at official level by saying, well, it's a, you know, the British have less difficult area to handle. They can now afford to leave. The Americans are not yet at that stage. They've got to work this thing through. You're seeing a divergent policy between the British and the Americans. I suspect that the Americans have leaned on the British because this withdrawal, frankly, is not as rapid as we had been sort of led to expect.
Paul Reynolds of the BBC, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And we also have this dispatch this morning, a wire service report from Berlin, where American Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is traveling, and she's insisting today that the U.S.-led coalition of international forces is still intact, despite the British announcement.